Yeah, all right. Okay, keep me posted, Cogan. Miss Siegel, I'm afraid I'm going to have to insist that your store be shut down.
Shut down?
He's right, Lorraine, and a case
Andrew,
like
you're
this...
explaining things.
Sorry.
You're not good at explaining things.
Good decision. Unofficial. But from the Bureau's point of view, it's operable. Functional. It's a good decision.
Thank you.
All right, so we close the store. What about my father? What happens now?
Well, we're doing everything we can to find your father, Miss Siegel. The investigation is progressing. And I'm fairly certain they're going to contact us again. They've got to. They're going to want something.
So what do we give them?
Miss Siegel, our policy as regards ransom in a case like this is to leave that decision entirely up to the family. We're here to advise and, of course, to give recommendations.
So what do you recommend?
Have a seat, kiddo.
Cheap hoods.
Right there.
I pay taxes. I pay your salary.
And we appreciate that. Thank you.
What's it like out there?
Oh, lots of yelling, screaming, stomping. Actually, pretty normal for this time of day.
Barney?
Yeah.
This is Philip Glansman. Shoved an old lady onto the sidewalk.
Pleasure to meet you, Mr.
I gave. I gave, all right. I gave till it hurts. And now I'm taking. I'm taking my fair share.
I'm Captain Miller.
I pay your salary, too.
Beg your pardon?
Oh, I already thanked him, Bart.
I don't know why I'm being arrested.
Well, I would assume there's an assault charge out?
Mr. Glansman is also being charged with inciting to riot, disturbing the peace, and resisting arrest.
I thought he was a looter.
Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Marcia. That's a very lovely name. By the way, when all this is over and we've all gone home...
Yes?
I was wondering if sometimes I could call you.
Andrew?
Nothing personal. I mean, strictly business.
Andrew, you don't have to pay for affection.
Well, that's very generous of you.
What I meant was, you have got a lot of very appealing qualities. You're sensitive, and you're warm.
I am warm. I spend a lot of time warm.
Andrew, I'm very flattered, and under different circumstances. Anyway, you can do a lot better than me.
Where?
They'll find you. I mean, after all, you're intelligent. You're attractive.
Oh, yeah.
You're a very successful young businessman.
Yeah.
So, just don't be too tough on them.
You're in my seat.
Sorry. I was through with it anyway.
Everybody is just standing around getting paid for doing nothing. Unless it's an act of God. What do you think?
I'm not a lawyer, Miss Siegel. Or a theologian.
I hate this. Don't you?
Barney, the disc jockey from the radio station heard from the kidnappers.
Another tape?
No, they just phoned it in. He was taking requests.
Yeah, Captain Miller here. Yes, Mr. Wild Bill.
Oh, I hate him. He plays junk.
Yeah, go ahead.
For 30 years, they've been gouging us, sucking the blood out of the middle class to pay for the poor people's food stamps and the rich people's loopholes.
Come on, we're going to put you in the cage.
Everyone thinks you're made of money. Just because you work your butt off to have a nice house, a new car, wear a nice suit.
It's a matter of opinion.
Don't you think we're being gouged?
It's referring to the suit.
Yeah, thank you. 6 o'clock, I got it. Thank you very much, Mr. Wild.
What is it?
Well, it appears the kidnappers have had second thoughts. They've been watching the riots on TV, and they've become disillusioned with the masses. They've changed their demands. They're now asking for
$200,000. $200,000?
In money?
I'm afraid so.
Captain, what about delivery?
Well, they want one cop to drop it off in the park. The specific instructions call for the money to be put in a suitcase. And at exactly 6 p.m., the officer will begin jogging north through Central Park, wearing nothing but jogging shorts. They'll contact him as he jogs. Miss Siegel?
Yes, what?
Well, whether we go along with this is up to you.
Well, what if they get the money and don't give me back my father?
That's a distinct possibility.
Well, who does business like that?
Captain, I'll phone the bank. We'll have the money over here in 30 minutes.
Andrew, just...
Oh, shut up, Lorraine!
Some things in this life you pay for! Others you do not. May I use the phone?
Please. Gentlemen, I'm going to need a jogger.
Oh, Barney, I tried to make it around the park one time. I couldn't make it.
Oh, it's okay.
I think it's mine, Barney. I run every day.
Yeah, go ahead, change.
I'll be back.
Listen, take care of yourself. It might get dangerous, right?
Only going to the locker room.
Yeah, I know. I heard about it.
I'll be back.
I understand there's a new ransom demand.
Yeah.
Who? How much? What happened?
You want to wait in my office, Mr. Martin?
Right. You will be coming in too, won't you?
Of course.
Good.
Nick, hang in there with Mr. Siegel and give him whatever help he needs. Coming, right now.
An officer will be right over. The money's waiting.
Good.
Yeah?
Barney, the bank has the $200,000 ready. I'm going to go pick it up.
Okay, see you in a while.
Maybe.
He's always joking.
What did you do?
Nothing. It was misunderstanding.
Yes, with me too. I mean, all I wanted was my piece of the pie. That's only fair, isn't it?
Not in this town.
Mr. Wilmore, I sure appreciate it. I was beginning to feel like a caged animal.
I know. Had you cooped up like a red-eyed razorback.
Your humor is interminable, Sergeant.
Have a seat over there, Mr. Wilmore.
What's a razorback?
Razorback is a thin-bodied, long-legged, half-wild mongrel pig.
They use for food?
Oh, sure. talk about your ugly pork chops. Can I help you, Levitt?
Yeah, I got a bail ticket for a Dixon Martian.
It's that young lady right there.
Right. Dixon Martian?
Hi there.
Hi there.
Hi there, Levitt.
Oh, this is job-related, sir.
What's that?
Oh, am I standing here talking to Dixon Marsha?
Fine.
Oh, got her bail ticket, sir. Somebody put up the money. It was a big fellow with a fuzzy hat and a pink Lincoln. Friend in need is a friend indeed. Here you go.
Just hang on to that, will you? Captain, any word about Sergeant Wojciechowicz?
No, not yet.
Here you go. Have a safe trip, Mr. Wilmore.
Wilmore, you are aware of the consequences of non-appearance.
I'll be back. Monday the 19th.
Fine.
In fact, I may even come in on Sunday the 18th.
Good.
Or even Saturday the 17th.
Wonderful.
And I'll probably be staying at the Winston Hotel again.
I went through the whole Lindbergh deal, you know.
Must have been a rough trip.
Yeah?
I thought he went alone.
Ta-da!
Hey, man.
Ojo. Ojo, what happened?
Oh, right.
I jogged about 11 and a half miles.
And?
And then finally this jogger comes up behind me and says, don't turn around. So I didn't. And he says, throw the suitcase in the next car that pulls up next to you and keep running.
So you saw the car?
Yeah, threw the suitcase in it. Kept running. The license plate was covered. I was probably stolen anyway.
All right.
I took a shower.
Yeah.
So where's my father?
I don't know. He wasn't in the car.
See, I knew we shouldn't have given him the money. Are you happy now?
I'm not happy. I'm not happy.
Yeah? Well, we'll never see him again.
Miss Siegel, the ransom was just delivered.
Yeah, and there's often a delay between payment and the actual return of the person.
Of course.
Sometimes it might take 4 or 5 months. But you can't expect too much, you know, because sometimes you get him back, he might Siegel, be stuffed into them.
Coffee?
Sure. Just sit, drink, and wait. Right, Captain?
I'm afraid so.
Mason Joss.
Anything happened yet?
No, Woods.
You change more than I do.
Your bail ticket came, didn't it?
Yeah, got here a little while ago.
Yeah, I heard about him. So what are you still doing here?
Well, Mr. Siegel isn't back yet. I just don't want to leave until I see how everything turns out.
That's got nothing to do with you.
Yeah, I know. But, this is like a movie. Hate walking out in the middle.
Oh, is that right?
Do you mind?
What do I care? Stick around and watch a cartoon if you want.
Right this way, Mr. Siegel.
Daddy, are you all right?
I'm fine.
Oh, Father. Mr. Siegel, I'm sorry.
Blake.
Siegel?
That's me?
I'm Captain Miller.
How are you? How are you?
Siegel, Frank Luger, NYPD. Glad to get you back in one piece.
Thank you.
Sir, it appears that the kidnappers let him loose down on the Bowery. Squad car picked him up.
Mr. Siegel, I'm Philip Martin, FBI. Glad to have you back.
Well, a regular convention. My daughter, my son, the police, the FBI, Marsha. Marsha?
Mr. Siegel, we're going to need your statement.
Sure.
Thank God you're alive.
Lorraine, it's enough.
It was worth every penny.
Yeah. What every penny? Every penny of what?
Well, the ransom.
How much ransom?
$200,000.
My God, are you crazy?
That's what I said.
Yeah. You were trying to save me. I'm 61 years old. I've had two bypasses. I've got a pig valve right here. At tops, I'm worth $50,000.
But they wanted $200,000.
So where is it carved in stone that you couldn't dick it?
Siegel. Under the circumstances, I'd say your son made a very wise decision.
Andrew, you did it out of love.
Of course I did.
And it's my fault, I suppose.
Thanks, Dad.
Forget it. Maybe it's a write-off.
We'll keep a good thought.
Excuse me, Mr. Siegel, you want to take a seat over here, please?
Hey, Siegel! We got lousy merchandise.
What? Who is that?
He was at your riot.
Riot? I had a riot?
At the store. The kidnappers, they made us give away free merchandise.
Oh, don't tell me a thing like that. But I love you.
Captain, I assume you'll forward me a copy of Mr. Siegel's statement?
Of course.
And I'll keep you informed in our locating of the kidnappers.
We appreciate that very much.
Goodbye, Captain.
Goodbye.
Excuse me.
You know, you have a very good group here.
Thank you.
We could use some men like you down at the Bureau.
No, I couldn't work under a man like Hoover.
Surely you know Mr. Hoover is no longer alive.
Is that what they told you?
I guess there's nothing much more I can do around here, huh?
I guess not, Inspector.
Yeah. Well, so long, fellas, again. Congratulations. Job very well done on a difficult case.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, sure.
But of course, I guess for you, it's just another in a series of great and challenging investigations, sir.
You really do know how to suck up to a superior, don't you?
Absolutely not, sir.
Well, maybe it's time you learn.
Barney, I just got a preliminary statement from Mr. Siegel, but it's been an awful long day, Barney. Why don't we let him go?
Yeah, good idea. Mr. Siegel, we won't be needing you any longer. We'll contact you.
Thank you, Captain. Lorraine, Andrew, we're leaving. Eddie, take us home.
Yes, sir, Mr. Siegel. Yes, sir. I'll go get the car. Bye, Captain.
Mr. Blake?
I'm leaving now, Marcia.
It was very nice meeting you.
I was enriched.
Andrew, get away from that. Oh, goodbye, Captain.
Well, thanks a lot for everything. I'll be going now.
Yeah, sure. Just show that ticket to the desk sergeant downstairs on the first floor.
Anything you say. I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks.
Listen, I didn't get my one phone call.
What do you want it for?
I need a cab. I don't like to walk the streets at night.
Since when?
Captain? I'd just like to thank you for being so considerate.
Bye, Miss Dixon. Good luck.
Hey,
I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to jab you like that.
Oh, that's all right. Guess you can't help yourself.
Look, just wait downstairs and I'll call a cab and they'll pick you up out front.
Thank you. Well, Sergeant?
Bye.
It looks that way.
Okay, Glansman. Come on, let's go.
Go where?
Gotta go downstairs, pictures and prints.
You mean that old lady really is going to press charges?
Just plain vindictive, I guess.
She started it. She cut in front of me. She even got a toaster.
I'll mention that in the report.
Yeah, Broadway cab. Yeah, I wanna, never mind. Forget it. Barn, do you need me for anything right now?
No.
Because I thought I'd just step out for a couple minutes.
Sure.
I might be gone an hour.
Okay.
Maybe two?
Well, look, you had a rough day with all that running. You must be exhausted. Why don't you just check out and go home?
Well, I don't want to leave you guys shorthanded.
Oh, we can handle it, right?
Yeah, you get some rest.
Okay. See ya. See you next. I'm Dietrich. See you, Byron. See you tomorrow. Might be late.
Next, an hour of television entertainment selected by TV Land's new ultimate fan, Paul Goebel. Stay tuned for Paul's Ultimate Fan Hour, next, right here on TV Land.